But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. He will be what? Totally, utterly, completely satisfied. Amen? Glory to God. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. But not just, you have to understand, when Jesus says everlasting life, some of us don't understand. It's not just living forever. I have seen movies, and so have you have, where somebody would say, I wouldn't want to live forever in this life. And that's true. Who wants to live forever with all the pain and sorrow of this life? Everlasting life does not just mean living forever. It means the quality of how you live. It means living in paradise. It means living in such an environment that you're filled with joy and peace and love, and your life is so full of the blessing of God. You want to live forever. Hallelujah. You want to live forever. Now, you say, oh, I don't know if I can imagine that kind of life. Well, that's the life Jesus said, I'll give you. That's right. This grace, he takes away, and his grace is more greater than sorrow. His grace is more greater than sin. His grace is greater than guilt and condemnation. All the things that make us not want to live in this life. How many people have lost hope and given up in this life because the life is so hard? People give up. I see it all the time. People existing. When they were a child, they had hope, but something deferred their hope through life. They were abused. They went through sorrow and suffering, and they lost their hope. And now they just exist, and they'd rather die, some of them. Jesus gives us hope. Jesus takes away and heals the brokenhearted. He takes those things away that make us give up and gives us what? A heart that's changed, a healed, and puts in our heart hope for the future. Amen. A desire to live. Amen. And overcome. That comes from Jesus. And that's part of what? Your soul being satisfied. Amen. Satisfaction. Part of it is hope for the future. Hope. Amen. Quality of life. That water will come up and give you, spring up into everlasting life. Bless his name. Forevermore, how wonderful and good. Our sin will separate us from God, but God wants to reconcile us. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Part of this wonderful satisfaction to be reconciled back to God again. Boy, the Lord God is so wonderful to experience him in his fullness. Few of us ever have. But there is joy in the presence of God. And there are pleasures in the presence of God that sin can't even get close to competing with. Amen. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ did be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. People, sin had kept us from God, and Christ has brought us back through the cross. But being separated from God, that is why the world and sinners are so full and miserable. When you're separated from God, there's misery. You see what I'm saying? Because God is life and joy and everything wonderful. And when we're separated from him, we are separated from true life. And Christ has brought us back to God so we might experience this fullness of life that's in God. You see that? And this is part of the satisfaction. We're being brought back into fellowship with God, where before we are separated, we are experiencing pardon and forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, how people yearn for forgiveness and pardon, and they can't find it. The Catholics go to the priests, and the priests pretend to give it to them, but they can't find it. Sinners go to a bottle and drink and get drunk because they're looking for forgiveness and pardon many times. They can't find it. They hit the drug addicts looking. They can't find this forgiveness Jesus offers. Our soul yearns for forgiveness. We can only find it where? In Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can forgive us. Amen. And He wants to forgive us. And when we come to Christ, that's part of that water we drink is forgiveness and mercy. It satisfies my soul. I'm forgiven. God forgives me. Hallelujah. And there's no guilt. We don't have to live with guilt. Amen. He forgives us. In 1 John, he said, he said, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin